This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Hormone therapy improves the mental health of transgender youths, a new study has affirmed. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, adds to the growing body of research on the mental health effects of hormone therapy for trans youths. Transgender youths reported more life satisfaction and fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety after receiving gender-affirming hormone therapy for 2 years. The research evaluated 315 transgender youths between 12 to 20 years old with an average age of 16 over the course of 2 years while they were being treated with gender-affirming hormone therapy. The researchers used scales that measured depression and anxiety, positive emotions and sense of life satisfaction, and appearance congruence, meaning how much a trans person feels their external appearance aligns with their gender identity. Participants rated each of these factors numerically. Researchers found that on average, participants reported increases in positive emotions, life satisfaction, and appearance congruence, and decreases in depression and anxiety symptoms. The findings support the use of hormone therapy as an effective treatment for trans and non-binary youths. The researchers said their findings also mean that appearance congruence is important for trans and non-binary youths' well-being. The mental and physical health differences between youth who had undergone substantial gender incongruent puberty, which is the puberty associated with their assigned sex at birth, and those who had not, also supported the importance of appearance congruence for well-being. Over the last 2 years, state legislatures have considered dozens of bills that seek to restrict access to gender-affirming medical care, such as puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgery for transgender minors. So far this year, lawmakers have introduced such legislation in at least 16 states, including Montana. Supporters of the legislation argue that the care is experimental and that minors are too young to make decisions about medical care that could have irreversible impacts. But medical associations, including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, among others, oppose efforts to restrict gender-affirming care for minors. These groups point to the growing body of research that has found that transgender care has significant positive mental and physical health effects for transgender youth who have disproportionately high rates of suicide. A 3-year-old boy in Florida died after shooting himself with a handgun stored in his parents' bedroom nightstand. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to one of the worst calls imaginable just before 6:30 p.m. last Wednesday in Daytona Park Estates in DeLand, Florida. The first deputy attempted life-saving measures, but the boy's injuries were too severe, and he was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital that evening. Sheriff Mike Chitwood said that the parents had gone to a nearby store to buy groceries and left their 16-year-old daughter in charge of her younger brothers, aged 7 and 3, Wednesday evening. The 3-year-old wandered into the bedroom and got into the end table. He picked the gun out, turned it toward himself, and shot himself at point-blank range. Sheriff Chitwood noted it takes only 4.6 pounds of pressure to pull the trigger on a Canic 9mm firearm. The child easily accessed the gun stored in the nightstand next to his parents' bed. There also was a second unsecured firearm in the home, a Glock handgun on top of the refrigerator. The father, a Florida State Corrections officer, told deputies that his firearms were normally kept in a safe in the bedroom, but the safe's electronic lock function had stopped working, so he instead placed one gun on top of the fridge and the other in his nightstand. Violations of safe storage of firearms in Florida is a second-degree misdemeanor charge. Under Florida law, following the accidental shooting of a child, no arrest shall be made prior to 7 days after the date of the shooting. With respect to any parent or guardian of a deceased minor, the investigating officers are supposed to file their findings and evidence with the state attorney's office with regard to violations, and the state attorney will evaluate the case and take such action as he or she deems appropriate under the circumstances, the Florida law states. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.